Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name's Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. As was said, it is a pretty looking day, but a little cold out there. But, it'll warm up by the night when the games start.
Oh, yeah. So everyone's looking forward to the Wisconsin game this afternoon, but we'd like to wish you a really happy Easter weekend. We hope you have a blessed weekend and enjoy the holy day and the holiday and go Bucky.
Yep.
Got to win that game tonight.
Okay.
Win that game. We have a really special show for you this morning. We have as our guest Eric Ness. Eric is the district director for the Small Business Administration, Wisconsin District, and he has offices in Madison, Milwaukee. We're going to be talking about SBA guaranteed loans and SBA loan programs a little later. So stay tuned, and we're going to put the phone number out there. If you have a question, please give Eric a call. We'll put those phone numbers out there. It's going to be a good show. But in the meantime, we want to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. Our Fox City SCORE chapter is located in the Chamber Building downtown Appleton. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have about 54 or 55 mentors now. Volunteers who have been in business, who've been there and done that, who are willing to help you start your business or grow your existing business. And all you need to do is contact us at foxcities.score.org, mm-hmm. foxcities.score.org. Fill out the application for mentoring, the request for mentoring form, hit the send button, and within a few days, a mentor will be calling you to schedule an appointment. It's all confidential. It's all free. We've been doing it for 38 years, and the national organization of SCORE is 50 years old, and over 11,000 mentors with 350 chapters around the country. It's a great resource for you if you're going into business, or if you're in business and you have a question about marketing, HR, have a legal question, have an accounting question, banking, cash flow, IT, social media. We have experts who can help you with all aspects of your business. So don't hesitate to look us up at foxcities.score.org and give us a call.
And, Tony, the one thing you want to really stress, you know, you just mentioned the fantastic expertise we have, and that counseling is absolutely free. If you had to pay for a consultant to do some of this stuff, the cost would be extremely high. So the value to you is amazing. So you should, you know, contact us. We'll be there to help.
Now, in addition to the mentoring that SCORE does, we also put on a number of seminars during the year. Randy, we have something coming up in May, starting May 20th?
Yes, we're going to be starting the Simple Steps program. I've talked about this before. It's 5 classes. The first one will be on May 20th. It'll be in the morning. That's the only one that is. It'll be in the morning at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop in downtown Appleton. Starts at 8:30 and runs through until about 12:30. Includes breakfast and lunch, and also includes all the information about what you need to do for business basics. How do I start? Then we do the 4 additional programs. Those are on Wednesday night, starting on the 27th of May, June 3rd, June 10th, and June 17th. And each one of those is from 6 until 9, covering the ideas again about types of businesses, marketing, finance, and of course, things we're going to be talking about today. Where do I find the money? How do I work? What's SBA all about? What's all those good things? So, fantastic package. Each program is $25. You can sign up on the website, which is foxcities.score.org. Get out there and on the local programs, and it will be on there. You can sign up for one. You can sign up for all 5, and recommend if you're thinking about going into business or have been in business for a while and are looking for a good refresher on how to get my business going, this particular program, it's about 15 to 16 hours of classes with experts in all of the fields being involved as well as the regular moderators. So, great program.
It is a great program, and we also are in the planning stages for several seminars in the outlying area, London, Hortonville,
yes.
Bear Creek.
Yeah, I think we're going to be in Black Creek. Yes, those are coming up. We'll have more details on that, and we're working as a partnership there with CAP Services, which is an excellent organization we work with. So that's coming up, and we also have another one coming up in Fond du Lac. It's going to be the second part of our social media program, which will be going on down there. And again, more details coming out on that. Watch the website. And
what's
it'll
that
be
website
on there.
Again?
That would be foxcities.score.org.
You got it. Okay, we want to thank our sponsors this morning for bringing the program to you. We couldn't do this without our sponsors. We do a lot of things with our sponsors, and we're very happy to be able to receive their support and bring you some very helpful information to start and grow your businesses. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Hailing CPAs, Epiphany Law, Bank First National. Want to give a special thank you to eBiz Results out in Oshkosh, Mike Pulvermacher and his team. They built our website for the show, biztalkwithscore.com, biztalkwithscore.com. You can go to that website and listen to archived radio programs. So if you missed one or you'd like to review a program, go to biztalkwithscore.com. So thanks, Mike, for helping us with our website. Also want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Dash over at the Business News for promoting our program and their biweekly periodical called The Business News. If you're in business or going into business, you should be subscribed to The Business News. For $20 a year, it's going to provide you a great deal of helpful information that will keep you informed of what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be coming back on the other side. We're going to meet Eric Ness. Again, Eric is the District Director for the Small Business Administration Wisconsin District with offices in Milwaukee and Madison. And we're going to learn about SBA loan programs and how you can benefit when the SBA is involved. We'll talk to you in a minute. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Albertson Hailing CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. Glad you joined us. Our guest this morning is Eric Ness. And as I mentioned in the first segment, Eric is the District Director for the U.S. Small Business Administration with offices in Appleton and, in Madison and Milwaukee. Maybe you'll expand to Appleton, Eric.
Yeah, I like it in Appleton.
Yeah. Closer to Green Bay, I guess. But, Eric, right. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. You're a busy guy, and you're running a very helpful organization in the district here. I was an SBA lender for many years before it all went to the technology side. But what did not change is the spirit of trying to help entrepreneurs. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the SBA district in Wisconsin.
Well, I've been with the SBA since 1990, actually, working on the processing side, working on the lending side initially. Came from a certified development company, a 504 company before that. But, my passion was always to work with small business. Actually, when I was much younger, when I was 10 years old, I started my own businesses by growing pumpkin, squash, and ornamental corn, selling it by the road, and then selling it to grocery stores. And then when I went to college in 20, I had to give the business up. But I think it's such a passionate place for you to be able to put your ideals down and help, grow something. And that's why I'm so passionate about small business.
Yep. Well, tell us about the district. How is it organized? It's the state of Wisconsin. You have two offices. What does SBA do in Wisconsin?
Well, SBA, we have two locations. One's in Madison, Wisconsin, and one's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But we work with in the entire state of Wisconsin, so that we spend a lot of times in cars on the road getting up to all over the state. what we're known for and what SBA is known for is basically three C's. Capital, which is the lending area, where we do a lot of SBA loans, microloans around the state. We have the contracting area where we work with small businesses that are getting into federal contracting, where basically 23% of all federal contracts are to go to small business, and 5% to small disadvantaged business, 3% to historically underutilized business zones, 5% for women, and 3% for service-disabled veterans. So we spend a lot of time training small businesses to be able to get in and participate in federal contracting. And then we have the other C, which is what I think is probably the most important C, is counseling. And that we have our SCORE chapters around the state, 7 chapters, our SBDCs with 12 locations, and our women's business centers around the state who help counsel businesses. And I think that's really where kind of the rubber meets the road, because to get lending, to get contracting, to get any of these things, you need help in working in, and it's great to speak to somebody who's already done it or has information on it. Actually, last year in Wisconsin, 16,000 people got counseling services through one of these three areas. So thank you for what you've done in SCORE.
Well, thank you, Eric. Thank you, Eric, for the kind words. We really appreciate that. You sounds like you have your hands full. How many people do you have on your staff there, Eric?
I have 13 folks on. I have 3 people in Madison, and the other 10 are here in Milwaukee. But most of the times when you call us, you'll probably there's always somebody on the road somewhere talking to businesses or lenders about trying to do more small business work. So.
Well, that's great. Yeah, we've had you up here a couple of times to meet with the SCORE chapter, and it's always good to have your people here.
Great.
Eric, you mentioned in your comments about the chapter, the three C's, that you offer training or certification to some of those business owners so they can qualify for those programs. How does that work?
Well, basically, we work a lot with there's specific certification programs. Now, a small business, there's something called a NAICS code that really qualifies you depending on what industry you're in. Say if you're in manufacturing, usually the cutoff is 500 employees or less is a small business. But what we do is look at specific industries and help them get situated on if they're a small business. Then we have to get them registered. And then we actually work on the certifications for our small disadvantaged business, 8A, hub zone, which is historically underutilized business zones. We work in and help with certification on that. That specifically is place-based, so depending on where you're located, you can be in a hub zone, and you get an actual price differential to help get federal contracting. Women-owned is a self-certification, where you can certify yourself as a woman-owned, upload information so contracting officers can take a look at it, and we're looking to try to do more in the women-owned area. And then our service-disabled veteran is also a self-certification, but the VA actually gives you your percentage of disability. So those are kind of a rundown of our contracting area.
Would there be more information on your website, Eric, on these different programs?
Yeah, there are, and that's something, it's a good point. On SBA.gov, you can go online, and we actually have about 100 classes online, and we have about 12 to 14 classes just on federal contracting. So basically, you can go through, learn a lot more about those certifications, learn, you know, how we can assist you in getting you into business or getting you in with working with the federal arena. And, of course, there's a lot of subcontracting available. You've got Oshkosh Truck in Oshkosh, you've got Marinette Marine up in Marinette. So there are a lot of other opportunities, not just to being contracting directly with the federal government. There are there are opportunities there, but also subcontracting opportunities.
I'm hearing another advantage, too, if someone goes out and does this, is I heard you say that their name is put on a list, and then those contractors who are required to use those disadvantaged types businesses or minority-owned businesses, they now have your name to choose from, among others.
Yes, that is, and that's important because a lot of times when we are looking at I'll get phone calls saying, hey, are there, we want to open up a contract in a specific area, say small business or hub zone or women owned or service disabled veteran or some of those categories. And they said, well, when we went on the search engine, we couldn't find any businesses in that area in those categories. That's why it's important for you to register, because when opportunities come up, if there's a two or three or four businesses that can do that type of work, it's a lot easier for me to get those contracts set aside for small business or the different categories.
Okay. Yep, that's right. We're going to take a quick break right now, Eric. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to give out those phone numbers so the listening audience can call in and ask any questions they might have. You're listening to BizTalk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes, and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. An epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
And welcome back to our program this morning. We're talking with Eric Ness. Eric is the district director for the U.S. Small Business Administration in Wisconsin. He has offices in Milwaukee and Madison. And he works with small business owners. He works with lenders. And the program is basically there to help entrepreneurs grow and succeed in their businesses. If you have a question for Eric, you can reach us at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. Or if you're outside the Appleton area, use the TDS Metricom toll-free line at 866-887-1150. We encourage you to call in because you can ask Eric a question about how an SBA loan program works. Eric, I'll start the ball rolling. If you could share with us some benefits and advantages of having an SBA guarantee on a loan, why would a business owner go through all that extra paperwork and all that extra pressure to get an SBA guarantee?
Well, one of the things that is a real benefit to an SBA loan for a small business is basically the term. And what I'm talking about is typically a commercial lender without SBA does loans to a small business for working capital, maybe with a term of 3 to 5 years. With an SBA guarantee, we go 7 years, and we go useful life on equipment, which could be 7 to 10 years, and we go larger, we go up to 20 or 25 years on real estate. So basically, what we're really trying to get the word out there is that we are really helping your cash flow. And of course, when a small business grows, typically the receivables, things go up, where they're needing more and more cash, and having that longer term on your working capital or on your loans for equipment really helps the cash flow. I know I met with a business in the construction area, and they moved their equipment from a capital lease to a SBA loan, and they saved themselves about $600,000 a year just in cash flow, which helped them do more projects, get more employees on. So you can see that that longer term can really help on the cash flow and keeping your business in place. So,
It does, Eric, and I was just being facetious by saying all that extra work, because there isn't all that extra work anymore with SBA.
Well, that's true. That's true. What we've tried to do is, with the paperwork, is especially for loans under $350,000, we realize you as a lot of lenders, if they have a chance between doing a loan of $100,000 and $2 million, they'll probably spend a lot more time on the $2 million loan.
Sure.
So that's why SBA kind of a couple years ago made some changes. We're actually doing credit scoring where if a loan for under $350,000 comes in, we'll credit score that loan. Actually, the lender can be right at his desk and run the numbers and know right at his desk if it's a credit-approved SBA loan or not. And I think that's a real benefit in that when they then put in some of the information and send it to SBA, they know it's an approved loan. And actually, all of that is electronic now, so it goes a lot faster.
Okay, so you're not spending the all that extra time to do it. It comes very, very quickly to everyone?
Yes, and then always the concern is, well, what if I'm turned down? Well, you can actually go through a full loan application if you're turned down, or we have also another group, Community Advantage Lenders, who actually where we'll allow them to do a little more technical assistance providing and then do a little bit lower credit score. So we're trying to get as many access to capital to small business as we can get.
Okay, one of the questions I get all the time is, where do I find an SBA lender? How many of them are there a lot of them out there? Is it a standard situation?
Yeah, most of the lenders in the state are actually SBA lenders. We've got probably 200-300 lenders that are making loans. Every year we probably got to have about 150 to 160 loans. What you can do is go on SBA's website, sba.gov. I actually list the lenders who are making loans, so if you're looking for a lender in your community, you can actually take a look and see how many SBA loans they did last year, for a little bit of information on, you know, their experience level. And we have them in our resource guide and online, so you can get a list of the lenders who make loans. But there are a lot. We're always adding a few more, so we do loans with banks and credit unions. So credit unions have actually really grown this year, too.
That's right, Eric. In the there's an article in the Business News back in February 9th where you spoke about how SBA lending and mentorship helps businesses grow. And in that article, you pointed out that more than 800 Wisconsin firms saved $950 on average, or over $700,000 in annual fees or loan fees because they use the SBA program.
Yeah, well, and that's really a good point. There are SBA fees to go on SBA loans, so you're paying for that. The way our program works is it's a guaranteed program. So if you go to your local lender and you get a loan up to $150,000, we guarantee 85%. From $150,000 to $5 million, we guarantee 75%. And then there's a guaranteed percentage fee that starts at about 2% of the SBA guaranteed amount. What has happened last year and now going into this year is that those loan fees are being paid up to $150,000. So it's a wonderful time for Wisconsin small businesses who are looking for $150,000 or less loans to get an SBA loan for and get your fees paid. And as you point out, I mean, we paid a lot of money in fees. And just so far, let's see, I'm just looking at this year, I think so far this year we've paid the fees for about 403 loans in the state. So, I mean, there is a lot of money, you know, just kind of talking a little bit about a fee on a $150,000 loan, the guarantee fee is about $2,500. So that's a big savings for a small business owner to have that $150,000 loan with a guarantee, longer term, and the ongoing fee paid. So it's a wonderful opportunity right now.
Yep, it is. Now, the guarantee means that on a $100,000 loan, it's 85% guaranteed. That means that if the business should fail, the SBA would step in and pay the lender $85,000. But the borrower still has to settle with the SBA and the lender.
Yep, there is a personal guarantee requirement, so you do personally guarantee SBA loans.
For me, as a, let's say I'm a small business and I'm thinking about getting a loan, what kind of advantage does that give me with a lender? How does the lender feel about being able to get that kind of a guarantee? Is that going to help me get that loan?
Yeah, having that extra security, because basically, say on that $100,000 loan we were talking about, $85,000 of the loan, SBA is taking the risk. So the local lender is only at risk for $15,000. So yes, they like that. It's a great opportunity for them to do the deal. And then also it's a great opportunity for them to actually give you a little bit better terms because that SBA guarantee is in place.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned the term as far as the length of the loan is one of the big benefits.
Right. It's cash flow. Because, you know, longer term to pay on your loan, you're going to be needing that cash flow.
And lower monthly payment is what it is, yeah.
Yep, it's a lower monthly payment.
Great. Also, it allows the lenders to make actually more loans because of the difference in the risks, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does, and it gives them a good opportunity to, depending on if it's a smaller bank, I mean, that guarantee percentage doesn't go against their loan losses or their lending limit.
Right. Okay.
Yep. And the guarantee also gives the bank liquidity. They can, that guaranteed portion is saleable in a secondary market if they need more money to make more loans. So there are a lot of advantages to the lenders to be considering SBA loans. Eric, what's
another opportunity too is when you're selling that secondary on the secondary market, that local small business could talk to that local lender and see if he could get he or she could get a fixed interest rate. Because right now, of course, rates are so low, it'd be great to fix some of those rates. And if you sell the SBA guaranteed portion, that allows that local lender to fix that rate.
And that's a good point, Eric, because you mentioned earlier better terms with the SBA guarantee. A lender might do a fixed rate for 3 years or 5 years on a 10-year piece of equipment loan, but if they could sell a guaranteed portion at fixed rate, 85% of the interest rate is now fixed for 10 years.
Right.
So that's a big savings for the business owner, and it's easier for them to plan ahead. Eric, what's been the experience in Wisconsin with in terms of default rates or foreclosures with the SBA guaranteed loans? Generally, SBA guaranteed loans are not for loans that are not any good. SBA is a quality lender. They're looking at quality opportunities, aren't they?
Well, the really good news on this whole program is, you know, years ago when I started with the SBA, the loan program, the 7A program, was subsidized. The taxpayers put in dollars to help if there was a loss. Today, as we speak, the whole 7A guaranteed loan program is zero subsidy, meaning taxpayers don't put in $1 on this loan program. And basically, so when we're paying these fees, it's basically the small businesses and the lenders paying for these SBA loan fees up to $5 million are subsidizing the whole program, not a dollar from taxpayers.
That's a wonderful advantage.
Yeah, and it makes sense because the people who are using it are paying for the program. That's the way it should work. How much can a business borrow from SBA, and can they have more than one SBA loan?
Yes, they can have multiple SBA loans. The maximum amount that they can borrow from SBA is $5 million. That's under the 7A program. So that program will allow you to do, you know, you can do a number of loans until you get up to the $5 million mark. Mm-hmm. If you are doing a large capital expense where you're buying a building or buying equipment, we also have something called the 504 program. Mm-hmm. And that program works a little bit different. Instead of a guarantee of 85% and 75%, SBA actually takes 40% of the deal, where the local lender takes 50%, and then we take a subordinate collateral position. So we go behind the local lender, and then we give that small business a fixed rate. And those deals can go up to about $13 million. So those are pretty good-sized deals.
And that's a great program also, Eric, because the equity required by the borrower in a 504 program is typically far below what a traditional lender might require.
Right, yep.
Eric, another side, though, is for the little guy, the person who's looking for those smaller numbers, what kind of loan programs or packages do you guys have available for the person who's looking for that small dollar
loan? Like the micro loan program.
Right. Well, we do have, and actually, interesting, Wisconsin leads the nation in the number of micro lenders.
Hooyah.
And I noticed you had mentioned CAP Services.
Yeah.
CAP Services is one of our micro lenders. AvoCap in Fond du Lac Oshkosh area is also a micro lender. We have the First American Capital, Green Bay Area Chamber, the Impact 7, the Entrepreneurship Fund comes across from Minnesota, and we have the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation. And we added on two micro lenders last year, Lincoln Opportunity Fund, which is a subsidiary of our big 504 company, the statewide WBD, and then Northwest Regional Planning up in the northwest part of the state. So we have nine micro lenders that work in the state, and they do loans $50,000 or less. The maturity level is a little bit different. They're running a six-year maturity level. Interesting, last year, just in the state, we did 122 microloans for $2.4 million, and of that, 64 of those were to startups. So it's really hitting a niche of getting people into business and getting them up and operating.
And that led the nation.
Yeah, we lead the nation in the number of microlenders in the state. So
Got it.
That's something we do, and I what we're trying to do is give as many access to capital spots for small business as possible.
Okay, Eric, if I was going to try and find a micro lender in my area, where would you tell me to look?
I would say go on SBA.gov. We got a list of the micro lenders and the counties that they service right on our website. So that's SBA.gov/WI.
Okay, now that's one of the things, too, is it's a key is that it is different lenders for different counties. So, like, if you're here in Outagamie County, you work with CAP Services, so you mentioned Fond du Lac and so on, working with AdvoCap. So, yeah, great availability.
And at WIBIC, Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation, and Impact 7 are also statewide, too.
Great.
Yep. Eric, we talked a little bit in the pre-show about all the loan programs SBA offers. Could you talk a little bit about the grant programs? We get requests all the time. Is there a grant available for my business? Can I qualify for a grant? How does that work?
We really don't have a grant program to start a small business. We have there's a research grant where different agencies will ask for research in a different area. And you have to put a proposal for research. But we don't have a grant program to start a specific small business. But, of course, as you know, right now, since we're paying the fees, the loan fees, that's a great opportunity. And then, of course, going this year, we're also expanding, if you're a veteran or a spouse of a veteran, we're paying all the fees up to $150, but from $150 to $350 on our Express, we're paying the upfront fees, and up to $5 million, we're paying 50% of the loan fees. So if you're a veteran or a spouse of a veteran, this is a great opportunity to take a look at getting an SBA loan.
Well, that's really good news for veterans too, Eric. We're going to take a last break here, Eric. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
And welcome back to our final segment of Biz Talk this morning. We're glad you joined us. We're talking this morning. We're having a great conversation with Eric Ness. Eric is the district director for the U.S. Small Business Administration. They have offices in Milwaukee and in Madison. And we've been talking about SBA loan programs. Eric summarized that SBA is all about capital, contracting, and counseling. And we spent some time going through some of the details in the different loan programs and the tremendous savings that borrowers can realize now on SBA fees on some of those programs. We also mentioned microloans, loans of $50,000 or less. And there are 9 microloan lenders in Wisconsin. So we encourage the listening audience to go to sba.gov and check out the number, the names of those microloan lenders in Wisconsin, and maybe they're a source of financing for a startup business. Eric, talk a little bit about, you used a term earlier on, technical assistance, and I think that that's a good segue into the relationship between SCORE and SBA.
Rob, and of course, the technical assistance, I think, is the biggest thing that can be provided to a small business, because access to capital, access to federal contracts, all of that stuff is key on knowing what you need to know. And a lot of times when small businesses are operating, they know specifically the product that they're putting out or some of the specific things that they're working on. But it's always nice to have somebody come in who knows kind of the full picture or could give some advice in specific areas. And I think that's where technical assistance is really key to our whole program, is getting the right advice, having the right person come alongside of you and kind of talking you through some things that happen. Because small businesses, not like a large business, have different entities or different parts of their business that can help out. Small business does everything. And so in doing everything, having a technical assistance provider like a SCORE counselor to give you some advice, who's maybe been there before and can kind of give you advice or have resources to be able to get you the information you need, is key.
Eric, you raised a good point there too, I think. And small business is really the driver of the U.S. economy. We're the largest employer. There are something like 20 million small businesses in the country. And they really are the source of a lot of innovation in our country. So they need to be healthy. They need the financing when they need it.
You bet they do. And that's always important. I mean, I see businesses that have, especially during the downturn, in 2008 and on, you know, businesses were had big contracts they could get, and they couldn't get that financing. And that's kind of where SBA had to play that role of guaranteeing and making sure that they could get the money so they could perform on contract and hire employees. And so that's just an important part of what we do.
Eric, how do you see the Wisconsin economic environment moving forward? We've been through some pretty difficult times, and SBA has been there to help and keep some businesses going and growing. What is the economic outlook as you see it?
Well, I think that, you know, I kind of go off of what small businesses are doing out there. And just taking a look, just last year, just in our state, we had 534 of the loans. We did 54 million, 542 million last year, 1,674 loans. 534 of those loans went to startup businesses, people, you know, taking that risk, putting everything on the line to start that business. And I think that is kind of telling that people have confidence to get in and do that business. So I think, and so far this year, we've got 190 businesses that have started up. So, I mean, that's a wonderful I think it shows that businesses are out there. They're wanting to take that risk and get that business in operation.
I know that at the SCORE chapter, we work really close with those startup businesses. Right. About 70% of our volume are startups, and we work closely with those business owners to develop a really good business plan. It's all predicated on a business plan. You can't go to the bank and get a startup loan if you don't have a good business plan. So we work with our clients to help develop that plan. And once that plan gets through that process, if the lender is going to bring in the SBA guarantee program, that borrower's got a much better chance of being successful, not only getting a loan, but growing the business, staying in business.
That's true. You know, every year in Wisconsin, we do something called an SBA Awards Breakfast, and we're doing that June 5th at the Milwaukee Hilton, where we're honoring businesses and their champions all over the state.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, Eric, if we knew somebody that might be involved with that award.
Well, that's true. And this year, we have our Wisconsin 2015 Financial Service Champion of the Year is Tony Bush.
Wonderful.
And so congratulations, Tony. He's right in studio. And he's kind of one of our pearls of wisdom of how businesses can start getting counseling from Tony.
That's the first time I've seen Tony blush. He's doing really fine.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you.
Anyway.
It's a real honor. And a lot of the reason, I think a lot of the reason that I was able to qualify for that and be selected for that honor is the work I do with SCORE. Okay. I've been with SCORE for 11 years and doing BizTalk for 10 of those years and having a great time paying it forward, and nobody's keeping SCORE, but it's fun to do it, and I really appreciate it, and thanks for the recognition.
Well, thank you, and thanks for all you do. I mean, look at it. Small business can go in and talk to a person who's done loans for many years and get advice on how to get that access to capital. Wow, what a resource.
We need to recruit more bankers, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Well, Eric, we're at this point in the time where we've got about maybe 30 seconds for you to give us the biz tip of the day. So if you could give us a little pearl of wisdom for our clients.
Well, I think the real pearl is right now I want to make sure that small businesses know that we're paying fees up to $150,000. And that's through the end of September. What a great opportunity. Want you to make sure that you remember, you know, if you're looking for access, we can do lines of credit up to $150,000. If you need that extra line of credit and you're growing your business and get your fees paid, take advantage of it.
Eric, thank you very much. It's great biz tip. Enjoyed having you on the show. Look forward to talking to you in the future. Have a great Easter. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.